There's no doubt skiing can be a very expensive sport, and there's a concern that mergers and acquisitions could make it even more pricey. So is it increasingly a sport for the wealthy? The Mountain West News Bureau visited a couple of very different places, Bogus Basin in Idaho and Jackson Hole Mountain Resorts in Wyoming. Camila Kudelska takes us to Wyoming first.
The mountain draws visitors from all over the world. Lift tickets here average $140 a day, and staying at the village can cost anywhere from $300 to $2,000 a night. The village is pretty glitzy with boutique shops and upscale restaurants, but ask Jackson Hole's Anna Cole, and she'll tell you the mountain has built its reputation on serious skiing.
This mountain is unlike any others you'll ever experience.
Lots of steep and deep runs, she says. I decide to give it a try. Trey Sharp is my guide. As we ride up the Bridger Gondola, he tells me he grew up in Jackson Hole. This mountain isn't for the faint of heart.
You have exposed cliff bands, and you have some danger. It instills a bit more of the sense of adventure, or it keeps it fresh, instead of someplace that's completely pampered.
Sharp takes me on the aerial tramway. We go up 4,000 vertical feet.
If you are considering going into the backcountry, please have all of your proper equipment, knowledge, partner, gear, plan. And if you don't know, don't go.
Sharp leads me to the legendary Corbett's Couloir Chute Run.
It's like dropping into, say, a half pipe. You know, it's vertical at the top and one very committing turn.
My stomach flips. Thankfully, it's closed, and we ski down another less scary Black Diamond. At the base, we head to a popular restaurant for an après-ski. We both opt for a $19 Twisted Reuben.
And you know that's made with salmon, right?
You do.
Perfect. I double-check. Some people miss that.
This is a feeling Jackson Hole says it wants you to have. Feeling accomplished after a full day of skiing and then on to enjoy the village with friends. I'm Camila Kudelska in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
And I'm James Dawson in Bogus Basin, Idaho.
1, 2, 3.
No village, fancy restaurants, or five-star hotels here. Most families drive in for the day. 8-year-old twins Scarlett and Vivian have been skiing at Bogus since they were toddlers.
I love all the jumps, the ends, there's in the secret caves and the passages.
The ski area is one of just a handful of nonprofits in the country. Its operating budget is about $8.3 million, and they get about 340,000 visitors in the winter, mostly locals. Scarlett and Vivian's parents had their first date there.
He was like the classic hot guy out of the 90s.
That classic hot guy here is Pat, and he's been skiing at Bogus since he was 6.
I remember driving up the road in the back of the station wagon. My mom driving and having to listen to my sister's music.
You know, the classics like Madonna, The Cure, maybe throwing a little Scorpions. He skied a lot of places, but the vibe there keeps him going back.
All my friends that I grew up with in the 80s and 90s that we grew up skiing together, we now have our kids, and our kids are getting up there. There's just such a tradition of the love of skiing.
Suzanne says she loves the Bogus vibe too, but the vibes at swanky resorts like Aspen, not so much.
Get out of the car and you're like, everybody's got mascara and the fancy outfit. And the thing about Bogus is, like, the most beautiful, you know, stylish women here will just be like, I woke up and put my beanie on and we're going to go have some fun. And I love that.
The next day, I meet the family at Bogus for lunch. Sandwiches and fries served on olive green cafeteria trays. Pat's friend Jesse Weiss is joining us as well. He's been a ski instructor at Bogus and Jackson Hole and says they're completely different.
What they say about Jackson is the locals are better than the pros. So Jackson has a much more serious vibe. Here, it's about being rad and having fun.
And that's part of how Bogus Basin officials try to stand out. A day pass here is less than half the price of Jackson Hole and roughly a third of the price of a day pass at Vail. And the low prices and new summer programs may be working. From 2014 to 2017, attendance has nearly doubled. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm James Dawson.